Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. This is such an important topic that we have coming up, and we are really fortunate to have one of the leaders in the industry here to talk to us about cancer with our pets. Very important topic. We're seeing it being diagnosed more and more these days. So I reached out to a good friend of Pet World Insider, Dr. Gerald Post, from the Veterinary Cancer Center. Dr. Post, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here.
I want to get right into it because I think, you know, these days, hopefully pet owners know that a diagnosis of cancer is not a death sentence, but it does mean that you have to really get in and you have got to address this and you know, go after it like you would if it were human cancer. And so we've gotten in a couple of questions that I think are really great. I want to talk about and start off by, what should pet parents of cancer patients be prepared for after a diagnosis of cancer?
So I would say the most important thing that pet parents need to do is take a deep breath and breathe and understand that cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence, and the treatments don't have to be toxic. So in that case, information, accurate information, is your best friend. I would also suggest if they are going to go for a consultation with a veterinary oncologist, bring a friend. Bring a friend who can take notes, because a lot of times it's such an emotional time that you're listening and you're focusing, but because of your emotional involvement, you don't always remember everything that the veterinary oncologist has to say. So bring somebody with you who can take notes. And again, it's the information that these veterinary oncologists can give these people that I think is so valuable, that can alleviate so many fears about the inevitability of cancer being a death sentence or the toxicity of any type of therapy. And again, there are so many options available for treatment, ranging from chemotherapy to radiation therapy to surgery to metronomic chemotherapy to oral chemotherapy. There are just so many things that one can do.
It really is incredible the things that we can do for our pets these days, and it's encouraging. One of the other questions that we've gotten in is, what factors give your pet the best chance of survival if diagnosed with pet cancer?
That's a very difficult but a very easy question. The thing that gives your pet the best chance for good long-term survival is, just like in people, the better a pet feels prior to starting therapy, the better a pet will do. The earlier a cancer is caught, in general, the better a pet will do.
It makes perfect sense if you think about it.
All of the other cancers, you know, that's a general statement. But for different types of cancers, there are different other types of answers, such as should you do radiation, should you do surgery, should you do chemo, should you do all three, which should you do first? Each individual animal should have a treatment plan that's tailored really to them as well as to their pet parents.
And this is really a specialist area when you get into pet cancer. I know locally we have a pet cancer hospital. This is not necessarily something that your general practitioner is going to get into with you.
With the explosion of knowledge in the veterinary field, it's virtually impossible for any one person to stay abreast of all of the latest advances. We work hand in hand with the veterinary generalists in our area, and you know, I keep track of what's going on in the veterinary oncology world very carefully, but I certainly am not an expert in general medicine. And so it's very much of a team approach. all focused on making sure that the pet gets the best care possible. So, you know, we work with the general practitioners in the area. We work with the surgeons. We work with the internists. All of us, you know, doing our part to ensure that the pet gets the best care possible.
Tell us a little bit about the Veterinary Cancer Center.
The Veterinary Cancer Center is the largest standalone veterinary cancer center in the country. It's in here in Norwalk, Connecticut. You can visit our website at www.vcchope, that's Victor Charlie Charlie Hope.com. And it's unique in that not only do we offer chemotherapy, radiation therapy, targeted therapy, and the like, we also are one of the largest centers that do clinical trials. So pushing the envelope as far as, you know, what new our pets and our owners that are proven safe, but are really just entering the market so that we can treat as many pets as we possibly can effectively. We also house the Animal Cancer Foundation, which is a foundation that I started in 1999 that advocates for and raises money for comparative oncology. In other words, the study of cancers in pets, not only to benefit them, but also to benefit people, because pets live in the same environment that we do. They drink the same water. They breathe the same air. And so the environmental factors that cause cancer in animals are very similar, if not identical, to those that cause cancer in people. And so we can learn a lot, not only for our benefit, but also for their benefit by studying cancers in dogs and cats. And we also house the Riedel and Cody Fund, which is a foundation that raises money for people who pets have cancer, but whose owners really can't afford anything. So it's really a comprehensive approach to cancer in animals, from foundation to clinical trials to conventional medicine all the way to comparative oncology.
Absolutely. And we love the Riedel Cody Fund. In fact, we just had NFL quarterback Charlie Batch on talking about the efforts there. Great organization. Again, folks, hopefully you've gone and visited that. If you want to get more information about what the Veterinary Cancer Center is doing, about what Dr. Post has to say about things that are going on in that aspect of the veterinary world, great site again is vcchope.com. Again, that's vcchope.com. Dr. Post, thank you so much for all that you're doing.
Oh, it truly is my pleasure, and thanks for having me on the show.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Perfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Perfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfig by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.